Tonight on TMSPM, Florida man hovers.
Seacrest is sad.
Rogue One has things in it.
Theron is furious.
Drink that thick milk, yo.
Ew, esports with Garrett.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMSPM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMSPM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMSPM, the mevening edition of the schmo.
The mevening edition of the show.
Good mevening, Brian. Good mevening. It's Thursday, April the 7th. It's the PM deal, and here we are. Right. How was the 3 hours since I last talked to you?
It was great. I actually worked on an email for a public school training session from DonorLink.
Okay.
I spoke to somebody about some documentation that they need graphic designed.
Yeah.
And I fixed a website that wasn't redirecting properly.
Well, if you could just...
It was productive.
I could get all those numbers for you if I could just... Use your phone.
I could borrow your chicken.
If I could borrow your chicken.
And I watched a little bit of the bonus material on the Star Wars Blu-ray.
Oh, how's that looking?
Oh, man. Dude. Okay, so I didn't have BB-8 fully charged yesterday, so I couldn't do the whole watching Star Wars with BB-8. So I'm going to do it this weekend. I'm going to videotape a little bit of it.
All right.
But while I was eating my leftover Indian food, my lamb masala.
Actually, that's really good.
It is really good, but yeah, you're right on both counts.
All right.
While I was eating that, I watched some of the bonus stuff. Now, one of the things, so there's this big documentary on there that's in multiple chapters. I haven't watched any of that.
Okay.
I can't wait to sit down
and
watch
that. When you say big, like what, like an hour? Like what is it?
Probably, okay. Yeah. It doesn't say how long, but when you select it, then you get the further choice of chapter one, chapter two, chapter three. It's like, right. Oh, okay, wow. So I watched some of deleted scenes. Yeah, they're okay. There's one that's like a speeder chase with John Boyega and Daisy Ridley and some stormtroopers behind them, which is interesting.
Like with effects and everything?
With some effects, not finished effects, yeah. But it's like it's almost like it's a snow speeder chase.
Yeah.
And it's them being chased by some stormtroopers. Very reminiscent of the Return of the Jedi forest speeder chase.
Got it. Kind of thing. I'm down with that.
But one of the greatest things on there is the initial table read. So it's J.J. Abrams kind of talking about getting all the cast together to go through the script the very first time.
Right.
And it's also the first time that all of these actors have been in the same room together, a lot of them meeting for the same time, some of them meeting, you know, not having seen each other since the 80s, right?
Yeah.
And it's just so good. It's like you see them reading through it and you see him kind of looking over at like Mark Hamill, who's sitting there. Mark Hamill, since he doesn't really have any lines.
He just makes a stern face the whole time or what?
Just makes a stern face. No, he's narrator. So he's like,
oh, cool. Does he do it as the Joker?
General Leia walks in the door.
I want to hear him do it as the Joker the whole time. That's what I want.
Or as whiny Luke.
Sure.
General Leia walks in the door. Get some power converters.
It sounds like a... You know what? That sounds a little like Bill Cosby on crack right then.
A little bit like Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future.
Yeah.
That's not... A little bit of Marty McFly in there.
Yeah, that's not bad. Well, all right. I'm in. I want to see all this.
That's one of the coolest things on there for sure. Like I said, the deleted scenes are pretty cool. You see another one where Kylo Ren is on board the Millennium Falcon after it's captured, and that's kind of cool. But the table read is so far my favorite thing on there.
Do they do? Okay, so one of my favorite things as a kid was Return of the Jedi had them mocking up stuff before. You'll remember this, I'm sure, because it just feels like it's up your alley. But they had this behind the scenes thing where they're like, all right, we need to map out what the speeder chase in the forest is.
Yes.
With the scout troopers.
With animatics or cinematics, or what do they call them?
Yeah,
but
they just had like little Kenner toys on sticks and then had a fake
two-dimensional drawings on popsicle sticks or whatever.
Great. It was great.
Yeah, that is one of my favorite things too. I haven't seen it yet, but that might be in the
I would love some more of that because I love that idea. Because at one point they had little cameras behind these little these little Kenner action figures running around. They had dialogue and everything where like Kenner figure Leia would pop up and go, let's go, Ewok piece of shit.
Yeah. It's a little Leia on a stick.
I love that stuff. Oh my gosh.
That was the greatest thing. Also watch, there's a documentary on the making of BB-8 where they talk about all the different BB-8s that they have in the film. And, you know, some of them are really just a, you know, like a push thing that you run along with to make, like, make his ball go really fast.
Yeah.
And they show the guy in his blue screen suit, his blue screen outfit, pushing this thing along. And it's the great, it's one of the greatest things.
I love the blue suit things that people wear because here's the thing. If you want to be a blue suit actor guy, you better not have two things wrong with you. One, you can't have a belly and be a big old out of shape guy. And you can't have a boner.
Yeah, right. You cannot.
Because that thing will be all up in your face.
Exactly. Yes.
Anyway, I'm excited to see it. I'm glad to hear there's a bunch of extra stuff on there.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a good set of stuff.
You see Simon Pegg and his rig for his weird character and all that?
I imagine he'll be... There's another thing that I haven't watched yet that's like the Creature Factory or whatever, and I'm sure it's going to be part of that too.
Well, my Blu-ray... Geez, what is this? 1998.
My home video release
is Monday, so I got it on Amazon and I gotta wait for it. All right, let's see. Well, that's good. That's good news. A real quick note that a Florida man tried to escape some cops on a hoverboard and failed. And I want to thank Martin for letting me know. Anytime you guys have good Florida man stories, you're welcome to pass them on via Twitter or the Reddit or whatever, and I will often include them in the show. Not much to know there except that's how they reported it. Guy tried to flee on a scooter. Cops caught him.
After a drug sale or something like that. And it just cracks me up. Like, because it seems like you can outrun those if you had to.
Yeah, you may as well say old lady in a walker wasn't able to get away. Right. They're too slow. It's exactly, not Marty McFly on his hoverboard, is it? The answer is no, it's not.
It is not.
All right, time for this right here. Oh, that's not the right one. Hold on. Gosh dang it.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
The evening news brought to you by...
Just a friendly reminder that Scott Johnson from The Morning Stream will star in the April episode of Count Drahoon's feature fright entitled Must Be Something in the Water. Teenager Olivia Longfoot is murdered in the Animas River. Was this the work of a deranged lunatic or a monster eating everything in sight? Tune in to CamcorderTV.com next month to find out. Camcorder TV. Humble beginnings, big ideas.
What's the big idea?
So is that like are you doing an audio bit for that, or is it a video thing?
It's audio, I believe. I didn't have to film it. Oh, you haven't? I've done the audio. I've done that.
Okay.
But I don't think I'm going to be matched up with any, like, I don't think it's animated or anything like that.
Gotcha, okay.
I think it's just straight up me. And
straight up you.
Straight up me, yo. Ryan Seacrest, you're familiar with him?
I am. Former host of American Idol as of... Wasn't the finale last night, I think.
He's very emotional today, it says. Mm-hmm. His final days on American Idol. He says this, it's starting to sink in.
Aww.
He told people. Here's what I'll bet he secretly thinks. I'm so glad this is over.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Glad, I mean, you can't really say glad out of there. Glad I got off of that sinking ship before it sunk, but that would have mean he would have had to left like 2 years ago.
Yeah. He's like, what's he like? Where? Give me a show where most of the cast changed by the end. You can't
cheers.
Like Law and Order. Well, yeah, but you always had Sam. You always had
Carla,
and you always had Norm and them.
Right.
You know? So what's one where it's like everybody but one guy? And you could say Law and Order, except even they did everyone. Eventually, everyone was different. I can't think of one. Even a reality show. I guess Jeff Probst did it every season, but that's different though, right? Like the host,
very different. Yeah,
the host or the judges on this thing is what changed all the time.
MASH is a good example because you got Hawkeye and Mulcahy, Father Mulcahy,
and that's it. And even he didn't start till episode two because the pilot had a different priest in it.
Right, right, yeah.
So we're gonna give it to Hawkeye. Good one.
Good one. Strike it rich, PM.
Good job, strike it rich, PM. May you strike it rich, PM.
Oh yeah, ER is another good example of that.
Who was that? Noah Wiley?
Noah Wiley, I think even he left before the end.
I don't think anybody was left then. Because who else?
Yeah, he was
then?
The only, I think he was the last holdout. And
because you can't count, you know what? Yeah, that one's like Law and Order. They had a complete flush at some point.
CCH Pounder may have stuck around through the whole thing.
CCH Pounder is the coolest name for anyone.
It really is.
Isn't it? Oh, my gosh.
It totally is. I'd like to order that at McDonald's next time.
CCH Pounder. New at McDonald's. I'm loving it. Wasn't she on, she was on, you've never seen it yet, and everyone's surprised when you say you haven't seen it. The Shield.
Deadwood?
The Shield.
Oh, The Shield.
Yeah. She was not on Deadwood.
She was on The Shield, yes.
She was great on
really NCIS good. New Orleans.
Yeah, she's great.
Nolans.
By the
Avatar.
Way, but I should address something real quick since we're talking about a lady.
Sure.
The lady conversation we had the other day.
Yes.
There's been a few.
Ladies versus girls versus women versus whatever.
Yeah, I've had a bunch of people jump on. It's a little out of context, in my opinion, but whatever. I like to hear all takers, but I've had a few people jump in and say, well, why are you just, let's not pretend that all transgender and every other variation is missing from this list. And I just want to make something clear. The context of that was we were saying ladies, is that a bad term? And then saying, yeah, we have terms like her and him and she. And I wasn't trying to say that there aren't some who identify in multiple ways. It's about, and then I made some comment that it's about penises and vaginas. Remember that?
Oh, right. Yes.
I know people are transitioning. Right. I know some people are in the middle of that. I know some people now who used to identify as female, identify as male, and vice versa. I get it. I totally get it. I wasn't talking about them. And in fact, I kind of am talking about them. My whole point stands. If you're a guy who identifies as a girl, you identify as a girl. So I would call you her or she. Right. It's the same principle. It's exactly the same principle. Now, you might say, well, what about some outlier where the guy's like, well, my gender is a combination and I prefer the term lizard face. Well, okay, but I can't account for all the outliers, all right? I'm trying to do it within the stuff I know about and understand. Sure. And that is, if there's a transgender, even if that person didn't get the operation where they turned their pee-pee into a vajayjay, let's say they didn't do that part, I'll still call them a she. Or call her a she, and if you're a lady who didn't get the make the penis out of the unit, then I'll still call you a he because you identify as he. It's still the same principle. It stands. I don't understand why people get all up in my business about this. It makes so much sense to me when I say it. Doesn't it make sense?
Well, you know, it's
doesn't it make sense what all I just said?
It totally makes sense. Oh, yeah.
That's why we have those words. That we have words to differentiate lots of things in this world, including gender. By the way, cables, still male and female. Check this out. This is, I can't bring it up here. But I have a male. Here it is. Male. I won't pull this long, but I have a male connector. Oh, here it is. See my headphones, everybody? Female connector on this cable, male on this side. Why? Because this one looks like a vajayjay, and this one looks like a penis. That's why they do it. One goes in the other one. Now, I'm not saying that that's fun to think about or that it isn't a little annoying that I'm bringing it up, but there it is. There it is.
There you go.
All right.
I was going to argue that I do have a, I think I'm pretty sure I've got a cable that's part of a KVM, like a keyboard video switch that has both male and female, but we won't talk about that.
I have that too. I have a cable over here that is female to female. I have an adapter that is male to male.
Whoa.
But that's my point. It still holds. It's still male.
Right. It's still
It's still the little wiener end. And if you say you're listen, let's take Abby for example.
Sure.
Love Abby. She's great.
Mm-hmm. Abby Wessels. Yep.
Abby used to be identified as male. That changed.
I can't even remember Abby's
I don't remember the original name.
Yeah.
We'll say Abiforth von Snydow. There you go. But when Abby made that change, we all say she.
Right.
Even though all of the other operation stuff is either not done or, I don't know, you may not decide to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's determined by the unit.
Whatever you identify as is the pronoun that we will use for you.
Thank you. To me, it's that simple. So if I call Abby a lady, the whole point of that original conversation, if I call Abby a lady, is she offended by me saying lady or not? That's a whole different bag of cheese.
Well, if that male end of the cable identifies as female, you would still call it, you'd have to call it a female end of the cable.
Yeah. People are saying in the chat, don't you think they're just doing this to rile you up? I don't know. I just think it's stuff to talk about.
No, I don't think so. I think that when we were talking about this, it wasn't you weren't saying it's either this or that. You were saying that I can't remember what the, oh, it was a terminology. It was, you know, whether it's lady or woman or girl or whatever.
Right.
That it's.
And if you want me, and if that's pigeonholing, then you should tell me what other word you want me to use, and then I'll use that. That's fine. If you're someone who says no, like lizard face I talked about earlier, if you're lizard face, just tell me, and I'll try to do that. I'll do the best I can. Right now, I've just got these two differentiators, like with my cables. Male right. and female, Brian. Look at those.
You're not sharing video, so I can't.
Sorry.
But I believe you. I believe you.
I held up the wiener and the vagina version of the cable.
Okay.
Rogue One. We know some things about that movie now.
Do we? Already?
Well, here's what we know.
Okay.
Number one, it's different than all other Star Wars movies you've seen.
Okay.
So there's no anthology here. It's a standalone story. That's very different, right?
Thank you, USA Today.
And there's the next one on USA Today. Number two, it takes place right before Star Wars A New Hope. I think we all knew that.
Right.
But thanks for reminding us, USA Today. Number three, it has an awesome new cast of characters.
Wouldn't that really just be item one, subset A?
It's a little bit shitty, this list.
I mean, basically, isn't the fact that it's a new story, standalone story, wouldn't that imply that we have a new cast of characters?
Seems like it. Then it says, number four, it's bringing Mon Mothma back.
Oh, an exception to Rule 1A.
Mon Mothma.
Rule 1A subset.
Yep, exactly. Is that the same? It's not the same actress, is it?
No.
Can't be.
But they did a great job of casting.
Like, oh, they freaking nailed it. Oh, my gosh, they nailed it.
Carolyn.
Here it is. Guinevere O'Reilly is the new.
Is the new one, right.
And you're right. And the old one was.
Genevieve, by the way.
Oh, what did I say? Guinevere?
Guinevere, yeah.
Guinevere.
A lot of the same letters.
Yeah. Well, she has a hard name to say. Let's see. All right, she's great. What else here? Oh, number five. It's giving us another incredible female hero to root for. Hey, USA Today, I'm not reading your articles anymore. These are dumb.
Right. Give us a graph.
Give us
can
something
we have a graph showing us?
Yeah, can we get a graph? With like
a
little,
pie chart with the five new things?
Little icons for stuff? Lame. Charlize Theron.
Still read you when you're free in my hotel room. That's about it.
You know how to spell, you know how to say Charlize Theron, right?
Charlize Theron.
Yeah, let's hear her do it again. Theron. I want to hear it because I like hearing it. It makes me happy to hear it. Here it is, right here. How do you say it? Pronunciation. Okay, I should have this at the ready, and I don't. Okay, here it is. This is her saying it right here. Here you go.
How do you actually pronounce your name?
Charlize Theron.
I must prefer that.
Oh, that's so hot the way she says it.
It is. It would have been great if she would have said, how about you?
Yeah.
And he says, Penis Jackass Morgan.
Penis Jackass Mothbrain. All right. Anyway, she is the new villain for Fast and the Furious 8.
Ooh.
Now
I'm
thinking,
it Fast and Furiosa 8? Is that what it's
Fast?
Are they changing the name?
And Furiosa 8. Nicely done. In the movie Mad Max Fury Road, she drove a war rig. But in this movie, she'll drive around some other car. So she's the new bad person.
Yeah. Oh, this is also well written.
Yeah, this is
in Mad Max Fury Road. She drove a war rig, which is similar to Mini Cooper in the same sense that a rampaging forearm T-Rex is similar to your pet frog.
Good job, EW.com. Are they using the same freelance writers as they use it at USA Today, or what's going on?
I get paid by the letter.
That's still a thing. People get paid by the letter sometimes.
I don't know.
I know
it
used to be.
Yeah,
used to be that way. Anyway, she's going to be the new villain. I'm in. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't seen any of the others except Tokyo Drift and the first one. So I say that not having seen the ones everyone says are good. So, although I like Tokyo Drift. Don't get me
wrong. I liked it too, yeah.
Yeah.
I watched it specifically because it was Tokyo Drift. It was right after we got back from our trip and we'd seen all those cars in the basement of the hotel that were valet parked that were like the Fast and Furious automobiles except chintzy.
Listen to Jeannie in the chat. Hold on. She's basically giving me crap for giving trolls any time on the show.
Oh, right.
And then she says, oh, good, next topic. All right, Jeannie, all right. Look at this. Whole milk is better for you than skim, turns out.
Wow.
Well, I knew it was better tasting because whole milk, when I was drinking milk, looked like blue water to me.
Well, it's a little, transparent.
Not
I don't like
fan.
My milk transparent.
I don't either. Not a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're talking about Transparent, which is a fine show. I'm kidding. I'm joking around. Whole milk, better for you, turns out. Here's the deal. Do you drink a latte or eat cereal in the morning, Brian?
I do.
Okay, well, if so, you want to read this new study. Researchers say full-fat diary, like full-fat
diary
diarrhea.
Cartoonist.
Like whole milk may actually be better for you than skim milk. They found that adults with high levels of full-fat dairy byproducts in their blood had a lower risk of developing diabetes. Mm. It is not clear why, but experts say consuming high-fat foods keep you fuller longer, so you may eat fewer calories overall each day. So now we're on the other swing. Eat the fat food because you'll eat less.
Right.
Next thing you know, it'll be, that was a bad idea.
Okay.
Eat the lean food. I think these findings, together with most of other studies, may change how we recommend low-fat dairy products, says Dr. Darush Mazafarian.
Ooh, not bad.
Did I say it right?
I think it's Darush.
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 Darush Mazafarian.
Darush Rucker.
There is no prospective human evidence that people who grew up eating low dairy do better than people who eat low fat dairy, says Dr. Darush Mazafarian. That guy's got a great name.
Oh,
I got a whole character in my head. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Esports with Garrett, some of your Twitter questions, and more. So come back for that. Let's do music, though. What do you got?
Well, this one is going out to Leslie. We know Leslie. Mm. Hey, Scott and Brian, my son Logan, a.k.a. the baby that Kim almost took home at BlizzCon 2013, is turning 3 on Saturday, April 9th, and I'd love to request a song for him. Any of the songs I listed would be great, but if you have something else in mind, I trust you'll pick the perfect song. Thanks, and happy birthday, Logan. She gave me a choice of Barbara Ann by the Beach Boys, covered by anyone. By the way, Barbara Ann, not originally done by the Beach Boys. The Regents did it about 5 years before the Beach Boys. That's actually a cover.
Weird.
Yeah.
You always
Or Let It Go, covered by the Piano Guys. Or Tiki Room, the Enchanted Tiki Room song. And that's the one I'm going with, is the song from the Tiki Room. So grab your Dole Whip, your Orange Whip, sit down among the animatronic macaws. And feast your ears on this. It's a cover of the Enchanted Tiki 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 Room by Los Lobos. This one from a 2009 tribute that Los Lobos did called Los Lobos Goes Disney. Here are.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Here they are. With the Tiki Tiki Tiki.
This is them.
In the Tiki 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 Room. In the Tiki 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 Room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the Tiki 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 Room. Welcome to a tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be in the audience too. The boys in the back are comicals, because of their claws? No, because they're macaws. And our fine feathered friend is a jolly toucan, and toucan sound better than one toucan can. In the Tiki 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 Room. In the Tiki 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 Room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the Tiki 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 Room. Paradise is an elegant bird. It likes to be seen and it likes to be heard. Most little birdies will fly away, but the Tiki Room birds are here every day. Our show is delightful, we hope you'll agree. We hope that it fills you with pleasure and glee. Because if we don't make you feel like that, we're gonna wind up on the lady's hat. In the Tiki 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 Room. In the Tiki 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 Room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the Tiki 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 Room. Our magnificent production is yet to come, so strum the guitar and beat the drum. We've been a hit and we know you adore us, so come and join us in another chorus. In the Tiki 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 Room. In the Tiki 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 Room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the Tiki 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 Room. Yeehaw! tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room. All the birds and words and the flowers croon. In the tiki 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 room.
That was an enjoyable, fine little unit.
Wasn't
there.
Fun.
Yep. I like it. I may want to go to Disneyland or something. I
totally did the same thing to me. It's like, oh man, I want to go there right now.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. I think we're doing, so we plan, I got to check with Kim, but I think we're planning on going Wednesday to BlizzCon this year.
Cool.
And going, taking the kids to Disneyland Thursday before the whole schmear happens.
Gotcha.
I think we're going to do that.
Yeah, we might do the same thing. Might plan ours to be there at the same time.
That'd be awesome. Your coccyx should be healed by then.
Should be, although, boy, I was noticing it last night sitting on the couch. Actually, noticed it at the Indian restaurant we were sitting in because it was really uncomfortable chairs. Mm-hmm. And then we came home and I sat on the couch. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be leaning forward while I watch TV.
I'll bet we could get some funny pictures of me and you on like a roller coaster photo or something.
I bet we could, yes.
We should try to attain these things.
Oh my God. We got to do a TMS live at Disneyland, I think.
I'm looking forward to it. Actually, we should do something.
We should.
TMS-y, yeah. You know? Like, we have so many TMS fans at BlizzCon now.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like TMS Con Jr.
Right.
We ought to do something. We'll think about that.
We need to figure something out.
I don't know what that'll be. Sure. I still don't know what the guild's doing with the hall. Like, all that stuff's up in the open, but we'll
figure
it out.
But I found out that some sad news.
Oh no!
Tom Merritt's not going to make it to BlizzCon.
Yeah, him
year.
And Veronica are both going to some competing
sci-fi
thing.
Convention.
Yeah, and they're doing Sword and Laser commitments there, and I felt
bogus.
Terrible when I heard that. Who are you going to have your ice cream social with?
The Spags. They're going to be back.
Oh, that's right.
And Tristan's coming out, of course.
Okay, good. Well, then that's all fine.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll miss him. I'm not saying we won't.
It's not Tom.
Not having Tom there is weird.
Yeah.
Like, Veronica's been every other, so it's not like we're, you know, used to it.
Veronica never joined me for ice cream social anyway.
That's true. But Tom, he had
he's
a
regular.
He's leaving a footprint there.
Right.
Yeah. His smell is still on that joint. So,
oh, geez.
I'm looking forward to it, though. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, me too.
Let's get our buddy Garrett in and talk to him about the world of esports right now. You might notice we kind of ignore. Oh, I shouldn't try to find him as the name esports on Twitter. You ever do that when you start typing what you're saying?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Do you need to take a second and not say words so that you can type the right thing into Skype?
It's not just me then, because that makes me feel a little bit better to know that it's not just
me. No, not just you. Right, it's funny, whenever you pull somebody in the new Skype, when you pull somebody in, the great job of pausing my music that Skype used to do,
yeah,
it doesn't do anymore.
What's going on, Skype?
I do that, and then Landslide started playing just then.
Skype's a piece of garbage. Although I love Landslide. Is it the Natalie Maines one?
No, it's a version by Six Cycle Mind, which is not as good as either the Natalie Maines or the Smashing Pumpkins version.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Yeah, that's all right.
Why do I not know about the Smashing Pumpkins one?
You should very well know about the Smashing Pumpkins version. It's excellent.
I did not know that. Was that during the Pumpkins run as being the Pumpkins?
Yep.
So it's not now?
Pre-Zwan.
It's not a...
It's not just...
Billy,
what's his face?
Bill, the kid from Small Wonder?
Billy Corgan. Yeah. Yeah. Small Wonder?
Yeah. Do you ever see... So look up the kid from Small Wonder. Not the robot girl, but the boy.
Yeah.
Because he's a boy. Look at him and see if he doesn't look like Billy Corgan.
Does he look like Billy Corgan?
Oh, my gosh,
yes. Oh, my
yes.
God.
Small
I'm looking it up right now.
Small Wonder, Billy Corgan.
Yeah, of course, like the first 90 pictures are all the girl.
It says here. See it?
Oh, that's awesome. So I'm guessing that was a thing kind of like Mikey died from eating Pop Rocks and Coke.
Yeah, it's like a big urban legend thing.
Right, that the kid from Small Wonder is...
isn't that great? I freaking love that.
That is fantastic.
I wish I could find a better photo here, folks. I can't find one. But okay, we're back. Garrett is not here. So here's your recap. Okay, ready? Here goes. Watch this. Listen to this. I got an idea here. Okay, here we go. Heroes of the Dorm finals this weekend. You got your North American finals. Americans are all out, so it's all Chinese and Japanese teams and Korean teams. So F us, America sucks. and that's it.
Wow.
Pretty good, right?
Well done.
Yeah.
I feel up to date.
Yeah, you're not missing anything now. It's all good. Let's do Twitter questions instead.
Okay.
How about that?
Sure.
Here's one. No, here's the thing. Wait, whoop. Come on, Scott. Get together.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
The newest tweets.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
The guy on Twitter lied.
Let's do it. Oh, I hate hearing myself. I really hate it. I really do hate hearing myself do that. Is just...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not that bad.
It doesn't sound like me at all to me. There's no energy. No low energy, Brian. I wouldn't vote for him.
Low
no
energy, energy. Not a fan.
Not a fan.
Frankly... That frankly should be the Donald Trump drinking game. Quite frankly,
see that Vine I sent you the other day where he's like twitching out and freaking out.
No.
Oh, it's so good. I'll find it later and send it.
Yeah,
to you.
Please do. Oh my God,
it's so good. All right, what are we doing? Oh yeah, Twitter questions. Ask TMS is the hashtag. You guys sent them in. They come in all week. We get a bunch today, which is often the way this works, and we read them on the show. So I'm going to read some of these. Here you go, Brian, Katie. Talmo wrote in and says, would you rather only be able to eat fortune cookies for dessert or saltines covered in peanut butter?
Ooh.
So these are your two options.
Dessert from now on for the rest of my life is either fortune cookies or saltines and peanut butter.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. If you really think about it, it's harder than it sounds.
I think I would go saltines and peanut butter because at least I could get a little bit of variety with the type of peanut butter. I could get some crunchy. I could get some smooth.
Could you get that weird, what's that one kind we always talk about?
The organic with the oil that sits on the top of it?
Oh, I hate that. But I do like the, what's the when we were kids, goobers. Goober? Can we get the goober?
Certainly, if they allow the goober, then I'm in.
All right. I'm same. I would not do. Fortune cookies are too sweet, and after a while, you would not want more of those. Morgan Waltz says, can you translate the lyrics of Work into English? What's Work? Is that a song?
I don't know. W-O-R-K?
Yeah. That's how it's spelled here. Work song. Okay, I'm looking it up.
Okay.
Okay, this is Hozier.
Oh.
I'll play this. See if it's familiar. Hozier, work song. Okay, it's a crowd and they're all watching a band or something. Okay. But you know, music videos with a bunch of lead up, they piss me off. I don't need to see Michael Jackson and that girl that looks like his sister talking, okay? I just need to go right... Okay, here we go. Does this sound familiar yet?
Nope.
Me neither. Some clapping. Also, Hozier, isn't that somebody who gives you pantyhose? Here we go.
Take you to church. Empty.
Is that the kind of way to face the burning heat?
I don't know it. And he's also wearing a man bun, so I'm not looking at that anymore. I have no idea. I don't know. And that looked
Take
like...
Take me to church. I'll worship at the time of the light of your life.
All right. Here's a good one from Sean Cox.
Okay.
He says, all shoes are banned except 3-inch high heels and massive clown shoes. Which ones do you choose?
Okay, hold on. Three inch high heels and clown shoes?
Yeah, 3 inches is a lot for heels.
Yeah, it is. Clown shoes.
Yeah, they're comfortable. I'll wear those.
Plus, you can store things. You can put your cell phone in there.
Yeah, and one of two things is happening. Either the whole world is being forced to do this, so we're all in it together.
Right,
so
who cares?
Or I'm being singled out, and then everyone will know anyway. So either way, it's fine. I'll wear the clown shoes. It's not a problem.
Gotcha.
This is interesting. Peter Fisher, who sometimes calls the show, says, thinking of Seacrest staying to the end of Idol... Who will be the last contributor to TMS and be there till the very end?
So like the last of our guests or
guests
whatever?
Guests and usuals, yeah. So you could probably count Daryl in that.
Daryl will hold out longer than any of the...
Yeah, probably Daryl, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think Daryl.
Daryl is committed. He is in it for the long haul.
Yep, I think you're right. Okay, Katie Talmo asks again, which two celebrities would you love to have as guests on TMS? What do you think there?
Would they be in the booth with me?
Nude? Is that your idea? They'd be nude?
No, okay, so guests to have on the show.
Celebrities, specifically celebrities. So let's limit it to like, these are movie stars or something.
Stan Lee and Third Eagle.
Oh my Lord.
That's the same show.
That's a great idea. How can I say anything else? That's too good. Okay, I'll throw one out.
Sure.
I would like to talk to J.J. Abrams. I'm still going with yours, by the way, but this is just the alternate.
Right. Yeah. If we can't get Third Eagle and Stanley, then this is our backup.
Yeah. And if we're on this show at the same time, is that the idea? I don't know if it is or not.
Yeah.
So I would take him, and then I want to interview Mort Drucker, famed artist from Mad Magazine. Before
sure.
he dies. Yeah. He's in his late 80s, and we need to get that done before he goes. All right. Moving on.
It's really good.
Let's see. Tonto or Robin asks Gary Fisher, the land guy. What do you think there?
Did he step up to the microphone and ask that question, by the way?
Yeah, and he said who he was before he did it.
I'm Gary Fisher. You guys may not know me. I'm the land guy at Lantronics. Anyway, here's my question.
We love you, Gary.
I love that about him. I don't want him ever to change that.
Yes, no.
Yeah, you exactly. need it.
When you retire, I know your retirement is imminent, but I hope you will still identify as the land guy, or maybe the ex-land guy.
Uh-huh.
Not to be confused with the ex-lax guy.
Yeah, but just make sure whatever you do, retirement or not, you have to tell us on the microphone who you are every time.
Absolutely. All right, so I even forgot the original
Tonto
question.
Tonto or Robin? Who are you going to take?
Tonto or Robin?
As your sidekick.
Robin.
Yeah, Tonto just sort of, we heap in trouble. But Tonto or Robin's like, I can flip all over the place and I'm pretty physically able to do stuff. So probably
and
Robin.
Tonto's stock dropped big time last year.
Yeah, it was poo.
Yeah.
Poopy scoop.
Yeah. At least Robin, you got Nightwing.
That's true. Here's this from Josh Fitzgerald, a local here.
Mm-hmm.
Josh is great. He says, the better self-made superhero, Batman or Iron Man?
Mm.
Batman forever for me, and I don't mean
really. And as a Marvel guy, I'm still gonna say Batman. Don't get me wrong, love Marvel, love Iron Man, but I'll take broodiness and darkness over alcoholism any day of the week.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And he's also so iconic.
It's such a right, but I mean, you know, character wise, there's a lot more depth to a lot more sides to Batman.
Yeah, despite what the films may force down your throat about it only being one way or another, there's so much more to him in the comics. And
he's a detective in the comics, people.
That's right.
I know you may not realize that from recent films, but
dude,
he's a detective.
Your mom's named Martha? No way! Best friends forever.
All right.
Josh, I'm sorry.
Please let Carter do a BFFs with Superman and Batman, where they're both thinking, you know, they're like two joint thought balloons with the word Martha.
Yeah, that's a great idea. She's doing a whole book of those, you know, these best pals. Yeah.
Best pals books?
Yeah.
Awesome.
She can take all the iconic pals of film and
nice.
Fiction and
I love
put them
it.
In there. Joaquim DeCorte says, would you rather play no more Blizzard games for the rest of your lives or have a 4-year Trump presidency with an unopposed Senate?
Oh my God. Wow.
Oh.
You know, I was going to say, you know what? I could sit through a Trump presidency because nothing's ever going to get passed, right? He's like, all right, this wall, I actually want to have snipers on the top of it. Nope. I want to, flames, jutting out from the Mexico side. Nope.
from the Mexico side, the one they paid for.
Right. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm going to say,
no, I'm still going to say an unopposed Trump presidency for 4 years because
that's so bad.
At least
us.
That madness will end, but I could not stand to see Blizzard come out with so much cool crap and not be able to play it.
Yeah, but what if they...
Because it's never be able to play another Blizzard game. It's not 4 years of not playing Blizzard, right?
No, it's our whole lives.
Yeah, forget it. No.
So, but what if Trump was the worst possible 4-year thing that ever happened to anyone and we all, you know, it just ruins everything. Like, the economy's crash. We're all living hand to mouth. Like, it's just the worst ever.
Make Blizzard, keep making Blizzard great again.
Make Blizzard games again. All right.
we're getting flack. Well, you haven't decided yet, but I'm getting flack in the...
For going that route?
Yeah.
I you know what? I mean, I the thing is, I totally get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I love Blizzard that much. And if I'm being selfish about it, you might just kind of grit your teeth and hope for the best.
Would
you
people know that my choice caused that to happen?
No. Let's say that you're not held accountable for it at all.
So like when, you know, Hillary or Bernie, whoever drops out of the race and Cruz drops out and it's basically just, all right, I guess I'm in by default.
Yeah.
Frankly, you know, I have great defaults.
Everyone's like,
I'm really good at defaults.
We have great defaults. I'm good at defaults. I never repeat myself. I never repeat myself. I'd be willing to take the hit, I think, for the betterment of humanity.
Yeah.
But then some may say, whatever, it'll be dumb. He'll have to drift to the middle. But an unopposed.
Right. That's the thing. He wouldn't have to.
That's the balance of part. What you're asking for is the balance of power to no longer exist. And as much as it's rough and tumble and hard to deal with sometimes, it kind of works.
Right. It would basically be a Trump dictatorship.
Yeah. F that.
Trump-tatorship.
A lot of, hey, you know what you're not telling me is that people that leave Blizzard and make games that I can't play those. I'll play. So if that's true, I'll be okay.
Mm. Oh, there you go. Sure.
Yeah. And they do that. They do that all the time and they make fine games. One of my favorite games.
I guess I could play Star Wars Old Republic with all of our raid team since they're all over there.
Yeah. They all play that.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of them are playing it right now, aren't they?
Yeah. And I hear him talk about it in raid. It's like, God, I kind of miss that game.
Yeah. I now that it's good again, make Star Wars good again is what the thing should be. Finally, let's do a couple more. We got one here from Sin City, the graphic novel series. Worth the time. Says he loved Watchmen and read it on my recommendation, asked JP. I think so. I think the Sin City books are great.
I have them right there.
Yeah, they're excellent. I think they're better than the movie thing. The first movie is even not as good as the books. The books are great.
Yeah.
The first movie is a nice
art
attempt.
It's just so damn good. Yeah. It's black and white with Frank Miller. There's no gray. There's no shading. It is like you're either in light or in shadow or slightly in shadowed light. But
Once in a while, he'll like punctuate something with red. You know, someone's been stabbed or shot, or she's wearing a red dress, or but it's done so well as to serve the story. It's really good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally worth seeing or reading, rather.
Reading. Yep.
Okay. This is hard. You ready for this one?
Oh God.
Frederick says, "What are five video games you like that do not contain guns or swords?" I can do this.
Sure, I could do it too.
You go ahead. You give me yours.
Katamari Damacy.
Got it.
Crap.
Oh yeah, crap. I like crap too a little better, but yes.
Hearthstone? Crap. Does Hearthstone count? I mean, you're not really.
You have swords.
Well, they're drawn on the cards, though. It's.
Yeah, but there's lots of like animated swords slicing down and.
Yeah. Okay. All right. No. Hearthstone doesn't count. Yeah.
It's harder than you think, isn't it?
It is harder than I would think. Oh, Marvel Avengers Academy.
I don't think that counts, does it?
No, it doesn't count.
Because those guys can like...
They carry guns, but they don't use them.
Right. But it still has guns in it.
Portal wouldn't count because there's a gun.
Yeah, portal gun. Plus guns shoot you in that game.
Right.
The turrets and stuff. Lasers.
Yeah, maybe you better go. Oh, Pong. Tempest? Ooh, Tempest doesn't really have guns.
Pong, Virtua Tennis, and Mario Tennis. All right, I'm going to go with...
Yeah, you better go.
There's some easy ones that I could say, like Mario Kart or, you know, a golf game or something. Sure, but instead, I'm going to go a little more indie. I'm going to say Thomas Was Alone.
Oh, that's a great example. Yeah,
love that game.
What was that black and white one where everything's in silhouette? And it's like a platformer.
Limbo. Limbo's really good.
So good.
Okay. Limbo. I'll put Limbo in there.
Mm-hmm.
Samorost 3, a game I'm playing right now. That's by the people who made Machinarium. And by that point, I could say Machinarium.
Sure.
Rock
Band is another good example.
Rock Band's got Guns N' Roses in it, though.
Okay.
You'd be okay with the roses, but it's that guns part you're screwed on. that's a bad example. They have a lot of axes in Guitar Hero.
Pac-Man,
yeah, sure. I mean, you could go old school and do it pretty easily. But,
sure.
I'm trying to think of anything else I'm playing right now that would be appropriate here. Maybe, no, that is a gun. There's a lot of guns in games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else. I think that's five, though. We win.
Yeah, easily.
We win, he loses. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's this. Your immediate family, Kyle Thomas says, your immediate family will never get sick, but you will have a constant cold and occasional flu. What would you do it? So you're trading your health so that you would have a, it doesn't mean you'll die necessarily, but you would have the constant symptoms of a cold or a flu while your family would never be sick ever again in your
just
entire
immediate
life.
Family though.
Well, yeah, I assume.
My mom, my dad, Tina, and Tristan.
Yeah,
basically.
There you go. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, your parents down to you, your kid. That's your range.
Hmm.
This is a hard one.
I mean, never getting sick. Yeah, they could tough it out. They could tough out the occasional cold, the occasional. But I mean, I guess
want,
that
they
also
wouldn't want you to
they
make
would never
this.
Get, you know, cancer and things like that. Yeah, of course I would do it. I'd
if
I'd
it meant it. No cancer, yes. If it yeah. just means no colds and flus, maybe.
Yeah, I think anything counts as sick. So I would take that bullet for them without without question.
Look at you.
Yeah. Now, if it was just colds and flus, sorry, you guys are on your own.
Yeah, if that's what I'm saying, if it's just colds and flus, and I don't even think they'd want you to. Like, they would be
exactly.
mad if you did. They'd want to be in on that decision.
Because I'd be, you know, they'd know I'm miserable the whole time, and they'd know, and I'm you know, I'm not fun to be around when I've got a cold.
Here's one for you. Sexy Bob Pedersen. He's the one that's always correcting your grammar.
Oh yeah, right.
He's got the sexy man on the
yep.
Twitter.
Bring
avatar.
It on, Bob.
He says, have you ever considered a different way to introduce the music? Like no request emails or letters, something different?
Yeah, and I've done that before. I've done stuff where it's not a request.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, many a time, Bob.
I think what he means is he's not saying my thinking is he doesn't like the letters and he's trying to say do a different way is what he's trying to say. I don't know, Bob. You'll have to tell us, Bob.
Fill us in, Bob. Because I've played tracks on the show that weren't tied at all to a request, and I just said I'm playing this because I really like it and I wanted to play it.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Yeah.
Gabriel,
it just so happens we have a spreadsheet with like hundreds of emails from people that.
Right. They come in, we get them, we do them. Okay.
Yeah. It's my way of thanking people for all their support. So.
Yeah.
Bob.
What about Bob? Gabriel Estrada wrote in, says, hi, I'm part of Chips. And no, he didn't say that.
Me and John like to
John
travel
and I were wondering,
the highways of California.
It almost looks like we're on a trailer of some sort because we bounce at exactly the same time.
And we can hear each other very easily when we talk.
I love Chips. So dumb. All right. Gabriel says, most influential teacher you guys ever had. For me, it's easy. It's Mr. Boyd Winterstrom. Strange name, but rad dude. He was my junior high art teacher in 7th grade through 9th. And easily the most influential adult in my life outside of my immediate family. He is probably chiefly responsible for me deciding to do anything that I'm doing.
Wow.
Yeah. He was amazing. I wish I could get a hold of him easier. He's kind of... I don't know if it's on purpose or what, but he's sort of, you know, doesn't use Facebook, doesn't care about any of that stuff, retired a few years ago, it's just kind of disappeared, and I wish I could see him again. He's rad. I'd like to thank him more in person, because the guy is just awesome.
That's a good one.
You have anybody like that?
Yeah, Mona Lundy, Mrs. Lundy. She was a sociology teacher, senior year of high school, and just super down-to-earth, super fun. And I learned so much in that class about human behavior and, you know, and I don't know, it's just, she just was a really, really, really good teacher for that. Yep. We did me and my buddy, Mike Hutchins, did an experiment where we handcuffed ourselves. We were in a mall and we handcuffed ourselves to a pole next to a bench. Mm. And we were wearing different clothes, but everything else about the experiment was the same. So he was dressed, you know, really nice, really clean cut, kind of preppy at the time. I was dressed in like a kind of a shredded denim jacket and that sort of thing. We had a little tape recorder hidden in the planter. And then whichever one of us wasn't being the experimentee, was up on the second level with a camera taking pictures. And we had the keys just out of our reach. Mm. And we said, hey, could you unlock me and you know, trying to measure how many people would unlock is based on what we were dressed, how we were dressed. And surprisingly, it was pretty even. People won't unlock you no matter how well you're dressed. And we even tried stuff like we did a set, you know, we did a an hour or so where we would tell people we're doing this as an experiment. And we get a lot of people saying, no, I think if you're locked up here, you're probably locked up for a reason.
That's amazing. Really, what a fun thing to do.
It was really fun. And she was all over, you know, encouraging experiments like that. So,
well, it's good to have good teachers. And I don't know. I don't know what I'd have done without that guy. And yeah, they make a huge difference. I don't think people... I don't know if everyone has a teacher like that growing up, but man, so
sure,
important.
I'm sure, you know, most people have someone, right?
I had so many bad teachers though. It's just felt so rare. Like he was he was like a set apart. He's the guy that said to me one day, like, what project would just change your life right now? And I said, and me and a couple guys said, well, what if we made I want to work at Mad Magazine. I want to be cartoonist like those guys. And he goes, well, let's make one. And we're like, what? He's like, yep, let's make one. We're going to do it every month. We'll do it for 6 months until the end of the school year. And every month, everyone will submit. They'll all have their own pieces that they do each time. And I'll be the editor. And you can decide who does the cover each month. And we'll publish it, which really meant, you know, photocopies in the library. But we'll publish it and we'll pass it out to all my classes every month. And we'll see how it goes. I still have one of these somewhere. And it was basically kind of our version of Mad Magazine. I was kind of the Don Martin of the group.
Of course.
There were a lot of other guys. Like one guy did this one about Carl Sagan and a kid he used to hang around with. And it was Carl Sagan and this kid on space adventures. And it was a longer form thing, kind of like you might see Mort Drucker or somebody do. And then other kids would do other things. Anyway, it was the single coolest thing. And for the final issue, he did the cover. Our teacher did the cover and did caricature art of all of the kids that were contributing on the front cover of this thing.
Oh, wow.
And it was called Nuts, I think. Because instead of Mad, I mean, we weren't very creative.
Exactly.
But he
cracked, Mad.
But he encouraged us to do these like big, collaborative, very creative, but also taught you about deadlines and being creative under a time crunch and that kind of stuff. It was just invaluable.
That's
like,
really
it's
cool.
almost like the pattern for everything I've been able to accomplish. If I've accomplished anything, it's all because of that dude in a lot of ways. Anyway, I could go on about that guy forever, but I won't. I'm going to try to hook up with him, though. All right. I think that's it. Yeah, that's enough. We've got tons of those. Yeah, it's a good way to go out. Mm-hmm. It's a good day to die, as the Klingon would say. don't forget, this episode brought to you by patreon.com/TMS. The extra show a week comes because of your
That's right. Brought to you by you people.
Yeah, you people.
Awesome people.
Who are we calling you people? We're calling you people.
You people. Y'all know me. But yeah, no, it's because of, you know, kind of like that teacher. It's because of you guys that we're able to do this thing. And we can't tell you how much we appreciate it.
It means a lot. So thanks. And if you haven't yet, consider it. Patreon.com/TMS. Even a little bit helps every bit it can. Frogpants.com/TMS is the website that you'll want to visit on the frequent. That's where we keep all of our links, our phone numbers, our emails, all that stuff. So go check that out. That will do it for us. Brian, music to go out on. Let's do it for Bob.
All right, it's a Pokemon theme. I'm gonna play it.
It's as simple as that. Really? You don't have a...
I'm kidding. There's a request out to Tristan Ham, who wrote in Tinoch in the chat room. G'day, mates. Greetings from the land down under. This Saturday, the 9th of April, I've completed 31 years upside down, clinging onto the underbelly of the world. With this also being the 20th year of the existence of Pokemon, I felt it was fitting to request this amazing cover of the original theme song by an artist that gets requested frequently. This is the Pokemon theme performed by Scott Bradley and Sarah Nimitz. Nimitz. Nothing's as cute as a Litleo, though. That's one of the ones I'm not familiar with. Tinoch.
Okay.
So this is a cover, as we mentioned here, a cover of the Pokemon theme, but done in a cool jazz style. Now, Scott Bradley, of course, the dude behind Postmodern Jukebox, and I've mentioned this every time, but all that great music from Bioshock Infinite. This was a single that he released in 2015 of the Pokemon theme. It is Scott Bradley featuring Sarah Nimitz. I'm going to assume that that's how you pronounce it, and a cover of the Pokemon theme.
Very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test. To train them is my call. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide, each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. Pokemon, it's you and me. I know, but it's my destiny. Oh, you're my best friend in a world we must defend. Pokemon, our heart's so true. Our courage will pull us through. You teach me. Every challenge along the way, with courage I will face. I will battle every day to claim my rightful place. So won't you come with me? The time is right. There's no better team. Arm in arm we'll win the fight. It's always been our dream. In a world we must defend. Pokemon, our heart's so true. Our covers will pull us through. You teach me.
Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
What kind of a deal?
What kind of a deal?